Please listen carefully.
Hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Amelia Buckley.
And I'm Christy Jansen, and we are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to help make it one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And also, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, sailing-worthy podcast. Today is Thursday, the 16th of September, 2021. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Amelia. How are you today?
I'm good. I have a story to talk to you about that I think you're going to be really interested
in. Yes, I'm very excited. Let's do it. You do your story first and I can do mine after.
Okay. We decided to dive right in this morning because we both have a lot to say about the stories that we have to share and they're very exciting.
And they're just fun. They're fun, good stories that make us happy today.
They did. Okay. So my story first, the title reads, One Ambitious Crew is Bringing Carbon Neutral Shipping to the Hudson River. And I love this one because I'm kind of a history buff. I loved reading historical fiction as a kid in particular. It was one of my favorite genres. And this solution has its basis in history because it was inspired by the wind-powered boats, which used to carry cargo up and down the Hudson before the process was motorized. And the story is talking about Sam Merritt, who is an out-of-the-box thinker who bought a 64-foot steel-hulled sailboat on Craigslist, revamped it a little bit, and now runs a clean shipping venture up and down the Hudson Valley, which basically brings goods from up in northern New York in the Hudson Valley down to New York City. And he explains to the New York Times that his ship, the Apollonia, reaches their final destination in New York City with all of their goods, and then they use solar-powered e-bikes and even horse-drawn carriages to take the goods the rest of the way. So essentially, this is for eco-conscious companies that are based upstate to get their goods to the city. And it might sound a little silly, but they are hoping that their initiative will prompt other companies to rethink their operations and cut down on emissions where possible, and also remind consumers of the great journeys that a lot of their products take to get to them and the intense emissions involved in making shipping today as fast and as efficient as it is. So essentially, a lot of the companies that invest in this shipping method already take steps to make their packaging more sustainable with like compostable packaging. They also use locally sourced ingredients. So a lot of them are already very sustainably minded and they're looking for an extra way to go that final mile and get their goods to consumers as sustainably as possible. And also the company notes that during COVID, a lot of the shipping operations were really disrupted by supply chain disruptions. So during COVID, they were sailing up and down the Hudson and actually providing some of the most reliable shipping in the area, ironically.
I love it. Even in days when there wasn't any wind, they were more efficient than the big barges that carried containers.
Yeah, exactly. So it does take them a few days, you know, to get up and down, and it is pretty wind dependent. But go check out this story. Check out the picture that's on there. It's pretty cool.
I love this because, and it doesn't say it in our article, I don't think, but I do know that this boat is a schooner, which is the rig that was the boat that I grew up on. So I love the idea of sailing a schooner up and down the Hudson. It takes you back to, you know, the turn of the century and America before the Industrial Revolution, when this was how we got around. This was how we crossed the Atlantic Ocean. The other thing I love about this is that there's green jobs. We wrote an article earlier this week or last week about what Gen Z and how they're looking for employment in sustainable jobs. And I think sailboat captain would be a great one to have.
I do love writing, but if I could maybe sail a boat once a week for work, I would love it.
Exactly. But I grew up on a sailboat. I grew up on a schooner. So this is a wonderful life. It's a wonderful lifestyle.
Maybe next time they close the 101, you can start your own business taking goods between Ventura and Santa Barbara.
Well, actually, I did. When they did close the 101, I took a ferry, but I was off a sailboat. That was how I got down from Santa Barbara to Ventura so that I could go see Hamilton in San Diego because I got tickets to Hamilton in San Diego. And I had to, it was like, I took the ferry from Santa Barbara to Ventura. Then I rented a car and I drove the rest of the way because the trains.
Wait, I didn't know you'd seen Hamilton. Did you love it?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. So speaking of like revolutionary times and, you know, America of yesteryear. Yes, that was a fantastic experience.
My sister saw it 2 weekends ago in San Francisco because she actually like won tickets. She entered a raffle for tickets and won like front row tickets to Hamilton. So her and my mom went and they loved it.
Yes, it's definitely an experience to enjoy. And I loved it.
Maybe I'll see it one day. They did reopen Broadway this week, actually.
They did. I saw that. And in fact, right now, apparently tickets are really inexpensive for the first time in forever because people are still wary about going back into the theaters, which I don't blame them. But Hamilton reopened along with other big blockbusters on Broadway.
That's so exciting. Well, what else is exciting and a little bit more silly is your story.
Yes. So my story also fits in with climate action and taking a bite out of it. However, you can. The headline reads, Moo-Loo mitigates the climate impact of cattle with potty training. And you may have heard about this in other sources, but again, this is just an article that we loved. It's such a brilliant idea, and it acknowledges the intelligence of many of the creatures we rely on for things which maybe isn't quite so moral. But we all know that farming cattle is known to be a big contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. Part of it is because of the methane releasing belches and farts, you know, cow farts and cow burps. But on top of that, just the urine and feces combine to produce ammonia, which is converted into nitrous oxide by microbes in the soil. So basically, it's fertilizer, but the way that we farm a lot of our animals, it doesn't become fertilizer, it just becomes waste, and then it pollutes the waste streams, and it creates a lot of greenhouse gases in its, you know, in its own right. So in order to try to mitigate some of the climate impacts of cows, there's a team of researchers in Germany that they did this interesting experiment, which it turns out it worked really well. They figured out how to toilet train young cattle. So their urine gets taken out of the equation, and it stops the natural production of this nitrous oxide. And they recently published their findings in an article in Current Biology. They taught almost a dozen calves to urinate in a makeshift latrine, which they finally called the Moo-Loo. And they taught them when they peed in this one area, they would get a reward of food or sugar water, which is really nice for the cows. And then if they went out in the pasture where they didn't want to have them go, the team would sound a loud noise as a negative stimulus, which actually didn't work because the cows don't really, they're not bothered by noise. Then they switched it. So they sprayed them with water every time they peed in the field. And this helped to teach them to go into this latrine that they had created. And after a short period of time, the cows demonstrated the ability to hold it and go in the latrine. And they were even better at it than a small kid. So it's about like, you know, the average young child has some success, but they have accidents all the time. These cows learned pretty quickly how to hold it and go do their business in the Moo-Loo instead of out in the field.
This is probably discouraging to parents who are trying to potty train.
But it's sort of this interesting, fun solution that does take a bite out of the overall carbon impacts and noxious oxide impacts of having big groups of cattle just peeing wherever. And it also shows how clever cows are and how smart they are and how we give them short shrift in terms of their abilities. So I think it might also make us question how mindlessly we eat them, maybe. Not that that's what the point of this article is about, but these are sentient creatures that actually are quite smart. And we should acknowledge that when we think about all the things that they give to us, whether it's nutrition or leather, and acknowledge that and honor these animals. So anyway.
Definitely. Also, I think what you're saying is that for Gen Z, cow potty trainer could be a job of the future.
You can teach the cows where to pee And I think, you know, urine has pretty good benefits. You can use that to create, to get the potassium out or the phosphate. What's the thing that's in urine that is really good for fertilizer?
I don't remember, but we did have that story last week about how a French company was taking urine and turning it into a more sustainable fertilizer.
Exactly. It's, I mean, and there's areas out in New England where they gather urine from the dairy farms so that they can, you know, fertilize crops with it. And they gather urine from people instead of it sending it into the waste stream. It actually can be turned into good stuff. Yes, it's rich in nitrogen and phosphorus. So, that's what has been used for generations to help plants grow. You just have to figure out how to package it and apply it in a way that's not going to hurt anything else. But it'll get us off of the fossil fuel industry giving us nitrates, right? So
very true. Very true.
All right. This is a little messy end of the show. There's a couple other really fun headlines on today's Optimist Daily. I'll read a couple of them. There's new research which links REM sleeping to dreaming and a healthy brain blood flow. It just talks about the importance of having that REM state sleep. Winter is coming. So here's some tips on how to protect your garden soil during the coldest months. There's a list of 12 indigenous-owned sustainable businesses that we can all support with our dollars. There's a giant wind turbine that can be recycled at the end of its life. It's constructed in a way to deconstruct it at the end. What else, Amelia?
We've got Lake Tahoe Ski Resort officially changes derogatory name. I like this one. This one's about the ski resort that I actually grew up skiing at. So I love that one. Beautiful bouquets, two places you should never put your cut flowers. Interesting. Alternative transportation is included in rent in this car-free community. That one's really cool. And the EPA moves to permanently protect Bristol Bay from mining operations. Habitat conservation up in Alaska. So thank you guys all for listening to the Optimist Daily Update today. As always, we have more stories that you can check out on theoptimistdaily.com. But for now, we promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in changing the world and ensuring it's changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And if you are not already, please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month or a bit more, if you have the means, you can help support reader-funded independent journalism and be part of the solution-changing consciousness that addresses our world's biggest challenges with that problem-solving mindset. Please help us keep the Optimist Daily free for everyone who needs it, supported by those of us who can. Thanks so much for listening today, and we'll be back tomorrow with more solutions.
Bye, guys.